Oil prices rose to a 7-year high today. And that's not the only thing pricey. Food prices hit their highest levels in a decade. That's according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. And it's all happening as a wobbly world economy tries to recover in this pandemic. Let's talk about this with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Hi, Jill.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I've been to the store, you've been to the store. Meat and fish are up 5.9%. Producer prices are skyrocketing. I gather there's a lot going on here, but surely the pandemic and food production are part of this?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many factors here. And if we kind of peel this back a little bit, obviously, after the pandemic started to recede around the world, there was this surging demand for lots of different things, just goods in general, okay? And we also know that due to the pandemic, there was a lot of capacity that was crimped, right? And add on to that higher shipping costs. And all of this has conspired to create shortages and delays in a wide range of goods. And so in some cases, we are seeing that producers are adding higher costs to the products. That makes them more expensive for consumers. But other companies have said, we're just going to run down our inventories and we're going to absorb rising costs in their margins so they don't lose business over the long term. But at the end of the day, prices in a broad range of categories, and food and energy being sort of the sharp tip of that, are up.
So you're painting this picture of, and we've heard this before, we have a problem with supply because of pandemic and the supply chain, demand is exploding. And then in the case of food, we also have weather. Yeah, I'm seeing poor harvests in Brazil, drought in Russia. I mean, that happens too, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the cost of the big basic commodities, corn, sugar, coffee, soybeans, palm oil, all these things absolutely are seeing weird disruptions. And, you know, if you think about it, we see that sometimes when we have, say, a hurricane, like Hurricane Ida blows through, oil prices spike for a second, but then come back. But what we are not seeing in this case is the cost of ingredients like cereals and oils and these commodities coming down as quickly as we would like. So we see big food producers passing on those increased costs to consumers. The CEO of Kraft Heinz had said, told the BBC that the company is increasing prices on more than half of its products in the United States. So it makes it really tough to be a consumer right now.
And does more food inflation, food price inflation seem to be on the way? I'm reading fertilizer prices are going up because of higher energy costs and others. Wholesale prices in general up more than 8% in August.
You know, I think, unfortunately, at least in the short term, and what is an economist called the short term, I would say within the next 6 months, there could be some relief, but not a ton. So I think, in fact, that a lot of the bottlenecks that are going on right now, some of the strains in markets, either pandemic-related, demand-related, supply chain-related, that this could intensify, actually, in the coming months. But the good news is that this should ease as we start to normalize our consumption and some of these bottlenecks start to ease up. I think that what happens to some of those weather-related shortages, it's a bit more uncertain. You know, if we get unusually cold winters in the northern hemisphere, that would keep gas and energy prices high for a real long time. But I do think that as we get into 2022, we're going to see a much more what we would sort of think of as normal. We'll see prices ease, and we should see some of these issues start to dissipate.
Okay, and real quick, let's talk a little bit about energy prices. We had you on last week to talk about oil and natural gas. Of course, this goes into the cost of shipping all these things. But there's a new question that seems to be emerging in the energy sector, and that is coal. Right? Oil is scarce. Natural gas is scarce around the world. So in a lot of countries, there's a surge in the use of coal, which of course has high carbon emissions. But at a time like this, do the people around the world have to take what we can get?
Well, I think that that's the answer that in some places has become kind of the reality that, you know, you're not going to force people to, you know, deal with cold and, you know, not have any resource. But I think that this, again, is a temporary issue, that this situation should be short-lived. I think that we are clearly on the track of, as a world, saying we want cleaner forms of energy. We just do. And I don't think that this moment is going to derail that as a long-term and a short-term goal.
Yeah. Well, and we do have a big climate conference coming up, so that question will surely continue to be asked. That is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you. Thank you.